Wow, where are we?
This is the water cistern.
Wow.
AKA the weapon stash.
What?
It's a versatile space. Keep an open mind.
Just put me on the timeline if you don't mind.
So we're in the 1st century CE.
Wow.
And also the 20th century.
Huh?
Hold on, I'm confusing you. Forget the 20th century, okay?
Forgotten.
We're in the 1st century CE.
The 1st century? That's the time of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi! Did he drink water from this cistern?
A little before, but you're right. This is probably the water cistern that served Beit She'arim during the time of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi.
Wow.
Remember what we said about the soft rock, the kirton?
Yes, yes, it was soft and fun to dig.
I don't know if the word fun describes it, but you got the idea. This water cistern was dug into the kirton rock.
This was all filled with water?
Sometimes more and sometimes less. But as the ancient source says, the cistern cannot fill only from its opening. When we go out, we'll see the channel that drained rainwater into the cistern. If there's water, there's life. 2,000 years later, and we're in the time of the British Mandate, people use this cistern again.
Didn't they have enough water?
Oy, how innocent you are. A Torah scholar, but innocent.
I think I'm thirsty.
The cistern stopped functioning more than 1,000 years ago. But after it was discovered in 1936, they emptied out the debris and used it as a hiding place for weapons and a shooting range. Look, you can still see the bullet holes.
Unbelievable.
It was a hiding place for weapons. There are other like this in the north. The last stop is near the statue of Alexander Zaid. See you there!